The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Would like to welcome Mr. Troy Piramal.
Yes, Piramal.
Yes, to studio. Good morning to you and welcome to Freedom.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, etc.
Well, I'm originally from Digo Martin.
Mm-hmm.
But with what we want to talk about really is the writing, right?
Yeah, how you got into writing. You're shy, though. You don't want anybody to know who you are. you run from that question first.
Yeah, I'm a bit shy.
Oh, okay.
So, I should start with reading,
mm-hmm.
right? Because before I could read, my grandmother, and if she not around, my mother,
mm-hmm.
used to read to me every single day, and I just used to fall in love with these stories and stuff.
Right.
Until I just fell in love with stories in general. And when I could read,
mm-hmm.
I was reading like Stephen King in Standard 2.
Oh, you right. got to read Stephen King in Standard 2? That
I had
was
access
like,
to a lot of books.
Right.
Yeah.
That wouldn't have been my like first choice, but okay.
I used to get banned from a lot of horror when I was young, as most children would.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so curious, I used to go behind the back and learn. I want to know about the horror. That's mm-hmm. love horror.
Right.
Right. And when I started to write, it's because, well, I want to tell the stories that I like,
mm-hmm.
you know. So with Gods and Zombies, it's an anthology of Caribbean folklore stories.
Okay.
But it's like the old Caribbean spirits meeting the new stuff and everybody meeting in the same room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. So the themes is a lot of... It's colonial trauma and Trinidad stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that we have to deal with, stuff that we dealt with, stuff that the country dealt with in the past. But mm-hmm. We don't want to make it like a textbook.
Right, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we're exploring themes of trauma and change and all these things, but from a story perspective.
Okay.
Right.
So you basically... All right, let's take it from the perspective of the different folklore characters that we have in TNT.
Uh-huh.
What made you decide to choose the characters that you've chosen for this book? And was there a lot of research that went into these stories?
Yes, there was a lot of research that went into these stories. And I like to find what is the root of every folklore character, because every character is a reflection of the humans, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything. So let's see. With I have my first story is the Braffett House.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I don't want to sell it out too much.
Right.
But it explores. Give me a second, eh?
Sure.
Sorry. Right. So the Braffett House. A London-trained doctor returns to his childhood home in rural Trinidad to care for his ailing parents. So a lot of the story is him now coming to terms with Trinidad. Mm-hmm. He left Trinidad and he feels like he's better than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he have to find a bridge between the modern world and the old world.
Mm-hmm.
So the story is not so much about the character, the folklore character in it, as it is about him.
Right.
So it's an exploration of self.
And this would... When is the setting of the book?
Majority of the setting in this book is like 18-something, 1902. It's
right.
a lot of old stuff.
So it's a transition from, as you say, colonial times.
From the old
world. Post-slavery into the new world. So mm-hmm. industrialization and the changes from plantation...
Yes.
economy to more industrial plantations breaking up and that kind of
correct,
thing.
Correct.
Right.
And even a couple of these stories that are set in modern times,
mm-hmm.
I will show you where the beginning of everything is from the past. So I always make the bridge, the link between the past and the present.
Mm-hmm.
Because, which is the question you asked me earlier, why I chose folklore.
Mm-hmm.
Trinidad has a lot of interesting folklore stories, and we fed up reading about the ghosts and the zombies and the, you know, how much people read about
them. They seem real, watered down compared to our stories.
Our stuff's so interesting. Mm-hmm. And it has so much areas for exploration with these characters. Like, I was digging during my research and I found out about a character called the Bookman. I never heard about the Bookman before. And when I was like, okay, it have a lot of potential for story here. The Bookman is this guy, he well-dressed, and he will come and he will make you an offer, and you will, you know, you'll discuss your terms with him. And I was like, okay, this guy sounds a lot like the devil. You know?
And I instantly thought of traditional mass. You know that there is a Bookman that walks with I guess it's the devil's face with the horns and so on. And he has a big book and a pen.
Yeah.
And he's writing as he walks. Traditional mass.
And it's a good way to explore. Now, with the Bookman stories now, it could be a good way to explore the humans. Because we usually bring the destruction upon ourselves.
Yeah.
The monsters is just a reflection.
Interesting. So, TNT, if you have any questions on folklore, and I know that some of our own things, the way that we do things, like, for example, walking the door backwards after a certain hour is based on these same stories, and we don't even realize it. We are unconsciously doing these things, you know?
So, I use this book as an exploration of a lot of stuff, even in things that we see. We have a lot of old influence that we just kind of forget the influence. You say, yeah, we... not knowing they're saying yes twice. You know, all these things, I did a lot of research to find out, you know, why we do this and why we do that, you know?
And we don't even realize how ingrained it is.
Yeah.
When we come back, just a little excerpt from the book. Can you read for us?
Sure, like a paragraph.
Yeah, sure. We'll do that when we come back. This is Freedom 106.5 FM. Your comments are coming up right after this. All right. Now, coming back to our book club session here and talking about gods and jumbies with Mr. Troy P.
Pirmal.
You see, when you get accustomed to one way, Pirmal. So welcome, of course. And today we are talking about his journey into writing gods and jumbies. And I kind of understand why you named it the way you named it. You know, well, our folklore characters tend to have that that battle between good and evil within themselves. And I'm assuming that God has a part to play in your book in trying to save them? Or how does he come into
stories,
play?
But see, the gods, so it's not God himself, right? So some of these characters kind of go a little between Jambi and God, like they have so much power.
Oh, okay.
They have
right.
so much influence over their world. So, you know, that's where the gods and jumbies come out from.
I instantly thought of Tijan and his brothers.
So, like, common G god.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I see. So, I wanted to ask you, too, what was the process like getting this book off of the ground?
Well, I actually self-published with Amazon.
Okay. All right. Was that a whole lot easier than actually going through local channels, eh?
It was for me, and honestly, if there are local channels to publish traditionally, I don't know of any.
And I think that's one of the challenges that many of the authors did mention when I do interviews with them, that somehow that process seems to be so tight, closed off, like you had to be part of a group to, you know, understand the process and how to get it done. And which leads me to my next question. What communities are you part of that encourage writers to come out of their shell?
One of the best communities I've actually came across was Caribbean Author Village.
Okay.
Right? They have a page on Facebook. They have a WhatsApp group. It have hundreds of people in there. They have other writers and editors, and that anything you can get, anything to help you promote yourself or to better your craft or whatever, or just to speak with people and bounce ideas off of each other, it have everything there.
Right, so young writers or you know, not so young writers are thinking, well, after I retire, I have a book in me.
Mm-hmm.
This is the way to do it. All right. We have some calls. Let's take in some calls here at 625-2257, 627-3223. You have any comments for our guest? Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Cyril here. And good morning to the gentleman.
Good morning. Good morning.
I am so happy to hear someone speaking about the folklore characters. Many years ago, when I was a student at the university, I had to do a project. And I used folklore characters to show the social significance with the students from primary school. So we saw Papa Boa. Today, the Papa Boa today is the forest ranger. The Duen today is those who will mislead you, like the drug lord.
Right.
And
right.
We dramatize that. And you would not believe how those children went home, did the research, came back with a whole lot of different folklore characters that I did not know about. They really put across, they came up with their own dialogue and everything. And I have been saying for the longest while, I need to get this project into schools, primary schools, so that they could see the link between what we call folklore characters and its social significance for today. So I thank you for your information.
Thank you so much for your call. 625-2257, 627-3223 is the number. Now, this is an interesting question. How many of us really know what our folklore characters are? You know, she called out a few known ones, the Duen.
Duen's Papa Bois.
Right. I think that there are others like Mama Delo.
Right. She's in the book.
Right.
Well. Right.
And some others that you call out. You call out the bookman. Lago Hu is which one?
Lago Hu depends on what time you ask. Okay. Lago Hu are shapeshifters.
Mm-hmm.
So the word is patois. And it actually, when I did my research, it actually meant is Lu Garu, which is man wolf. So it basically came off of the werewolf story. Mm-hmm. When the werewolf stories came from Europe to Trinidad, it became the Lago Hu.
Okay. You know, I was thinking that probably Mystique from Marvel Comics was a Lago Hu. She shapeshifts.
I guess.
It's Mystique, right?
Yeah, Mystique.
Okay, good. And the thing is, you see how interconnected these stories are, just different versions, you know, within the comic characters that are out there. Like Thor, the thunder god, was a Norse god.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know what he is in our folklore, what that would be representing.
Maybe Shango.
Ah, there we go.
Yeah.
And then there is, oh goodness, Storm, who is...
she's like a goddess. So she's a mutant, but she's like a goddess.
And there's African origins in that as well, where you control the element of nature. Her name is not coming to me at the moment.
I think it's Oya.
You see? So it's just like translation of different deities and powers that are acknowledged by different cultures, just brought about with different names. Let's take another call. Hello, good morning. Sorry about that. 625-2257. Good morning. All right, so you can continue to send your messages as well. Let's see. This one says here, good morning. All folklore stories have a lot to do with social significance. They are relevant today. The Papa Boa today is the forest rangers. I believe that would be the correct lady who called in. Those who protect the forest would be like Papa Boa.
And she mentioned something very interesting to whereas the stories are used to project certain values onto children. All of them, with the Papa Boa, with the forest, you know, protecting the forest, even with the Duens.
Yeah, don't stray far from house or else you'll,
exactly,
you'll get taken. I will tell you that scared me a little bit.
So with each of these stories in this book, if every one of them is not just to show the folklore character, but to also have a lesson at the end. Because it'll just be a normal horror book.
Yeah. It has to have some sort of relation to modern day situations.
Correct.
Which leads me to my next question. Do you have any stories that would be relevant today, like, you know, our global or the way that we see in the world, would mm-hmm. there be a particular folklore character that could be represented in these stories?
The first one come to mind, they probably all can, but the first one comes to mind is Ila Chavez. She represents temptation, you know, and the fight against it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a larger blessed story, you know, but not in this book.
Would that be the excerpt that you're going to read for us, or you have one?
I have an excerpt that I could read for you.
All right.
So this is from a story called Dante and the Buck.
The Buck, Lord.
Yeah.
Going to school, heard so many stories about Buck. Oh,
it's a short passage.
Yeah, sure.
So it grants wishes, Dante asked. Well, yes, but unlike genies, these things are very real and very dangerous. His mother's laughter turned into a violent cough. Nothing is free. Nothing in life is free. Time, money, energy, there's always a cost. And if I don't spend my own time to get what I asked for, whose time did I spend? Yeah.
I'm sure I'm going to get a message. Somebody will tell a story about that same character that you just mentioned there, because that has been one of the stories that don't end, always.
Yeah.
Especially when you're thinking, how they get what they get.
Yeah, it's see with the buck, oh my gosh, you could get so much stories out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I could probably put out a whole book with buck stories alone.
I tell you. All right, let's head back to the messages. Ask him about Al Ramsawak Tusker, the father of local folklore. Did you refer to his work at all?
Honestly, no, I have not come across that name, but I will.
Yeah, and from what I understand, he is almost like Angelo. Forgive me, I can't recall Angelo's last name, but he was a bit of a historian as well, where these stories, they would collect and keep it on archive because they felt that Trini's stories and culture was being lost in the noise of modern day technology. And unfortunately, Angelo has passed, but you know, he was recognized for someone who kept those stories alive. Yeah, let's take a few calls again. Hello, good morning.
Hi, Tusker.
Hi, morning. How are you?
What an interesting topic you have. It has been glowing because, yes, 2 weeks ago, I went and actually resurrected two of Al Ramsawak folklore stories because I really, really enjoy them.
Mm-hmm.
To the gentleman there, he's putting it in the correct perspective. But even up to now, we have children who would come because they have grandparents and talk about the Dwayne and the Lacha Bless and Mama Lo and all this kind of thing. But for me personally, when I lie down by my bed, I love to enjoy that. It is part of our past history and culture, and not being able to feed our children and grandchildren with this kind of North American crap. So the gentleman, have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
My day, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Montserrat, for your call. All right, let's take another quick break. And when we come back, probably another excerpt if you can, before we close off the interview. 10:34, we're going to step back into our conversation with Troy, who talks about gods and jumbies, a different spin or a different look at our folklore, culture, stories, history of Trinidad and Tobago. I mean, just, you know, talking off the air about future projects. What do you see coming from Mr. Pirmal?
Pirmal, yeah.
Yes. What other stories do you see yourself writing?
Well, besides Gota and Jumbies, I have three other published books.
Okay.
Okay, two others are collections of short stories as well.
Mm-hmm.
The first one was The Devil's Playground. That was my first actual published book.
Mm-hmm.
It was raw. It was, you could look for that one.
Mm-hmm.
You can look for that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I did a collection of sci-fi stories because I love sci-fi too.
Right.
RL or sci-fi. And then I did a novel called Partum. Everything, mm-hmm. everything is set in Trinidad. Because
mm-hmm.
what's the purpose of writing it if it wasn't
set
there? So yeah, everything. So Partum. And in the future, right now I'm working on a fantasy series. So, think Lord of the Rings meets Caribbean folklore.
Mm. That's interesting. Mm.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings was a folklore-driven piece as well.
A European folklore-driven
piece. Yeah, yeah.
So this one is...
A refined... Yeah.
So this one is...
Pretty much like that.
Yes, but driven by Caribbean and African folklore.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought of translating your Gods and Jumbies into short films or like a series of things to put on television?
That would actually be nice because part of my writing process, I visualize the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I will visualize the story from start to finish before I even put pen to paper.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would love to see it on screen. That would,
yeah,
that
would because be nice. It would be a different way of getting these stories out,
mm-hmm.
keeping our culture together. And we always searching for local content and seeing that it's not there.
And everybody getting their folklore into the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for Trinidad to get we on tour, you know?
True. Very true. There are whole series on vampires.
Yeah.
Why not Sukunya?
Correct.
I tell you, TNT has such a rich culture, a wealth of things that we could write on and bring forward.
But the problem is it's getting slowly forgotten.
Mm.
So this is the purpose of, especially of Gods and Jumbies.
Mm-hmm. To record that history. I do appreciate you coming in today and giving us that vision for, you know, keeping the culture alive. You know,
thank
I appreciate it. And when you have your next book or your next short stories, you can come back to Freedom to talk to us about it.
Of course.
Yeah.
No problem.
You have anyone that you would like to say good morning to, you know, connect with?
Ooh, that's a lot of people to think about now, boy.
Okay.
So let me just say good morning. Ooh, good morning to my family. I know Auntie Corinne listening for sure, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I sure big up Auntie Corinne anyway.
And good morning to everybody, those who I haven't mentioned. Don't feel no way.
Good morning to Melissa.
Mm, good morning, Melissa. And also to, let me get his name here, to Kevin George, who is part of the Tropical Lecture Creatives as well.
Yes, yes.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.